Zog de Gemorre, daf tzadi zayin amit beis, two lines from the bottom. Tonu Rabbonon. Hazorig mishus rabim lishus rabim lishus yochid ba'emtza. If someone throws from lishus rabim to another lishus rabim, and it goes through lishus hayochid. So arba amos, if you end up throwing dalad amos in the lishus rabim, that means, even if it's two amos in lishus rabim A, and then it goes through lishus hayochid, and an additional two amos in lishus rabim B, it mitstarif, and yechayev, because the chiddush is that mishuyah is a mitstarfus. Hazoy mishuzram, shuzyoch beemza, dalal ames chayev. Zog the Gemara, daf tzarichesom et aleph, poches mea ba'amo is potter. But if it's less than dalal ames, so you're not going to be chayev on the etzemoy tzor. Because we don't say klut kibishun chazog drashi. Zog the Gemara, Michael Mashalon, what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush is, okay, Mashalon, Rishuyah is mitstarfus, that it's considered your mave dalad ames, even though it's two ames in one Rishus Rabim and two ames in a different Rishus Rabim. Rishuyah is mitstarfus, and Yechayef Avoris dalad ames Rishus Rabim. That's one chiddush. Udolay Amrinon, Klut Kemishuncha, and you only Chayef Avoris, you're not Chayef Hoitzo, even though you went from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, so there should be Chayef as Achnosa. Or from Mishus Yochid to Mishus Rabim, if Klutke Mishuncha, so you chai for Hitzo, from Mishus Yochid back to Mishus Rabim, the Chiddush is, you don't say Klutke Mishuncha, so you're not chai for the Hachnos and Hitzo, you're only chai for the Havara. What kind of Havara? A Havara of a tzir of Beis Amis plus Beis Amis from two different Rishuyas. Now the Chiddush that two Rishus Rabim is on Mitztarif is, you don't say Rishuyas Mechalkos. Rashi brings, the Gemara and Afpeum and Aleph brings, that Rabbi Yoshi's Shita is, that you're not chayev if you take a shir oichlin chatzi rishus achas and chatzi to a different rishus, because to two rishus you potter. Behelam echod, rishus echod, you chayev if you take it, behelam echod, two half grogris. But the teirish, two rishus you potter. The reason why you potter when it goes to two rishus is because rishus ataka mechalik. And over here the chiddush is that you don't say rishus mechalkois when you're being mitzarev. Two Rishus Rabbims, two Amis in one and two Amis in another. For the din Dalal Amis, you don't say Rishus Mechalkos. For the din of Shi'urim, the Rabbi Yossi holds, they say Rishus Mechalkos. Now, Tosfos over there in Daf Pei has a kasha that when you kosev Ois Achaz Betveria and Ois Achaz Betzipoira, so we don't say Rishus Mechalkos, and you chayev for kosev. And when it comes to the Shi'urim, Rabbi Yossi says Rishus Mechalkos, Zok Tosfos, because by the Ksivas Oisius, we don't say Mechusa Kraven, Mechusa Maisa. Mashikan over here, you do. And it's in different Rishuyas, Rishuyas HaMechalkos. And the Lomas is, the Achayim explain, is because Hoitzah is a Mechudish Tikka Malachi, you're not changing anything in the act that you're being transferring. You're not doing anything. All Malachas, you're changing what you're doing. You're being Mevashal, you're being Chayrish, even Ksiva, you're taking Dyo, you're making it into an Ois. So the Cheft of the Malachi is making it into an Ois. So that you did. One is Bitzver, you want a Bitzpura. That doesn't stare me. Mechusa Kreve Lavka Mechusa Maisa. Because you did the Maisa of the Malacha, which is the Ksivas Ha'ois. Masha Inkin by Hutzah, the Cheftz of the Malacha is being Moitzi to the Rishos. You're not changing anything in the item. You're being Moitzi. So if it's Rishos or Mechalkos, you're not considered that you're being Moitzi. And that's why you say Mechusa Kreve Ka Mechusa Maisa, because the whole Maisa was the Hutzah, and you don't see a Maisa Hutzah when it's a Chatzig Regeres in one Rishos and a Chatzig Regeres in another Rishos. Now, Al Kaponim, over here we're saying, Behed, you're not like that, Reb Yossi. Over here we're saying that Rishos are not Mechalkos, and you take a mitzvah of the two Rishos. The Rashba has a kasha, but etzem there's a big chilik in the two Hutzahs. Over there by Rabbi Yossi, you're being moitzi chatzig gorgeres l'rishus achas, and another hoitzah v'chatzig gorgeres l'rishus shniya. So over there, there's two different hoitzahs. Two mais hoitzahs. So two hoitzahs and amit starif. Mashekin over here, it's one mais havara. It's a havara's dalal ames that was b'chad hoitzah. In one hoitzah, you're moitzi beiz ames plus another beiz ames in a different rishus rabbim that went through rishus yochel in between. So that's one mais hoitzah. So that's why it's takam it's tarif. Rishus on amit starifus. Mashekin Rabbi Yossi over there is be'etzim different. The Rashba asks it as a kasha because Rashi is saying it's lafuka Rabbi Yossi. In fact, the Rashba, Rabbi Yossi is a different din. Could be Rabbi Yossi be maskim over here with one hoitzah. Akaponim, the chiddush of the Gemara is that Rishuyas Amitztarfus Legabe Havoras Daladamas Bishus Rabim. The Rebbe Chananel says that these two chiddushim are totally zebezeh. The reason why the Tula Shiris Amit Starfis is only because you don't say Klutka Bishuncha. If you would say Klutka Bishuncha, so there's a hefsek in the Beis Amis in Rishus Ram 1 to the Beis Amis in Rishus Ram 2. Not just you don't say Klutka Bishuncha, so merely you put on the Hoitzah. They're not chayv on the Hoitzah on the Achnosa. If you would say Klutka Bishuncha, you want to be chayv on the Havara. Because Klutka Bishuncha would go for make it that you don't see a tziruf in the Beis Amis and the Beis Amis. The only reason you see a tziruf is because there's nothing stopping in between. There wasn't an anocha. But if Klutka Bishuncha, so you don't see the tziruf of the Beis because there was an anocha and a shusyoch in between, which makes it a numaisa, and it's not considered Havara's Dalal Amis.
Zog the Gemara Vaita, Om Rav Shmuel, Bayhud, Om Rav Abba, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav Rav. Hamavil Dalal Amis. Bishus harabim. If someone is married al Ramas and Shus Ram Mekura, then the Shus Ram is covered. He's potter. That's not called Shus Rabim once it's Mekura. Why? The Fisheina Doimele Digle Midbar. In the Midbar, we learn the whole Issa Haitza, we learn from Havar, we learn from Midbar. In the Digle Midbar, there wasn't a Shus Ram that was Mekura. The Machnes Yisrael were exposed, they weren't covered. So, if the whole Yisrael of Shus Rabim has to be like Digle Midbar, so it can't be Mekura. Now, Be'etzem Havara, we said, is Aloch Lamesh B'Sinai. The Gemara is in Zav Tzarivovam and Be'ez Hilchse Gemirilo. So, Ein Chenami, the Etzem Havara is Aloch Lamesh B'Sinai. But the Din Rishus Rabim you learn from Digle Midbar. And Havara's Rishus Rabim has to be doimed to what's called a Rishus Rabim in the Midbar. And since in the Midbar it wasn't a Rishus Rabim Mekura, so you can't be Chayv and Havara's Dalal Amis B'Shus Rabim Mekura. Yes, Havara's Dalal Amis is not learned out from the Mishkan. Havara's Dalal Amis is Aloch Lamesh B'Sinai. But Havara's Dalad Amis B'Shus Rabim, what's called the Shus Rabim, that has to be like in the Midbar. And in the Midbar, it wasn't Mekura, so merely Yepot and Havara's Dalad Amis Mekura.
We show him already, Bavarn, that the fact that the word Anone covered in the Midbar, that doesn't make it Mekura. Anone covered is not a shame Mechitza and a shame Kirui. Because otherwise, Digle Midbar was Taka Machni Sol was Mekura. There were Anone covered over there. Then it would be Rishus Rabim Mekura. We see clearly it's not called Rishus Rabim Mekura. Adrabe, if Anani Kovid are Mechitzes, then it wouldn't be Rishus Rabim, it would be Rishus Yochid. And we know it's Rishus Rabim. Lemaise, the Rekeach and the Marami Rotenberg, others say that Anani Kovid Taka Din Mechitze. The Abrineza has an Arichas on this, but Akoponim, the Mashmois in this Gemara is clearly Dr. Ritvo, that it doesn't have a Din Mechitze and it's not called Mekura.
Frag the Gemara, Eini, you're telling me that the Shus Rabim in the Midbar was not Mekura? V'hagolos, the Hagolos that were in the Mishkan that they put the Kroshim on. The Mekuras haven. They were Mekuras. They were covered. Why were they covered? They were covered with the Kroshim themselves. V'omer Amishum Rebchia, Hagolos, and yet we find the Hagolos are called, under the Hagolos are called the Shus Rabim. V'hagolos, Tachteyen, under the Hagolos are called the Shus Rabim, even though it's Mekura with the Kroshim. Ubeneim, and between the Agola and the Agola next to it, is also called Rishus Rabim. Vitzideen, Tzidein is referring to the wagon itself and the wheels. Any area between the wagon and the wheels protruded out of the Agolas, 1.25 amma from each side. So that's also called Rishus Rabim. All this is Tachteyen, Ben, Agolas, Tachteyen, Beneyen, Tzideen, Rishus Rabim. Now, even though they were Mechusa with the Kroshim, still we see that it's called the Shus Rabim. So the Chari have a Shus Rabim Mekura in the Midbar. So why do we say Mavid Al-Alam the Shus Rabim Mekura is Potter?
And for the Gemara, Ki Koma Rav, Bidra Osa. Bidra Osa is referring to the area on the Agola that does not have a Keresh. When we say that the Shus Rabim in the Midbar was not Mekura, we're talking about the area of the Shus Rabim, Tachteyan is Shus Rabim, the area that's not Mekura. Ein chenami, the part that's Mekura, that's not Rishus Rabim. The Rishus Rabim is referring to the chelik that's not Mekura, so Rishus Rabim in the Midbar was not Mekura.
And now the Gemara is going to make the cheshbon, where exactly was it exposed that it was not Mekura? Zok the Gemara as follows. Michdi orka da agola kamahava. The length of the agola, the width of the agola, and the length of the agola. The length of the agola is chamish amin, was 5 amas. Now, the agolas themselves were 5 amas in length, but 2.5 amas in width, plus the area of the wheels, that's another 2.5 amas, 5 altogether. But we're talking about right now the length of the agolas, because you place the keresh, the kroshim were 10 amas long, 9 amas the keresh and 1 amas for adonim, but it were 10 amas altogether. So the kroshim were placed over the width of the agolas. That means the length of the agolas, you place the beams that are long beams, 10 amas, you place them over the width of the agola, not in the length to the way that it's traveling, but in the width. So the width of the agola going towards the length, meaning all throughout the kroshim are placed in the width, but they're placed throughout the length of the agola, which is 5 amas. So how many kroshim could you pile up in a 5 amma area? The kroshim were 1 amma by 1.5 amma. So it depends if you place them on the wider side, which is 1.5, which is more stable, more secure. Then you can place 1.5 plus 1.5 plus 1.5. You can place 3 rows. You can't place 4 rows because four rows would already be 6 ammas. That's bigger than the length of the agolas. So you place 3 rows. 3 rows ends up being 4.5 amas, and the agolas are 5, so it's good. Now you pile them up, when you have the 3 rows, you pile them up 4 on top of each other. So it's 12 on every agola. There were 4 agolas. So there's 48 kroshim altogether. That's how many there were. There were 4 agolas, each one had 12 kroshim. And the kroshim were piled up 3 piles, each one carrying 4. So, and that's the cheshbon that you're able to fill up if you place them on the area of the 1.5 width of the kroshim. So the Gemara makes the cheshbon as follows. Michdi uke da gola kama have, what's the length of the gola? Chomish amin, 5 amas. Pusi de keresh kama have, what's the width of the kroshim? Amsu palgo, the wider side. Kama moisiv, how many could you place? How many kroshim could you place on a 5 amma area? How many place could you place flat down on each one is 1.5? So the Gemara tlosa. Tlosa ends up being 4.5. So from 4.5, in width of that you're placing on the agolas of the kroshim, so you, and the area is 5, so you have a half an amma exposed. Poshele palgad amso, you have a half an amma, 1 amma is 6 tvachim, a half amma 3 tvachim, so you have 3 tvachim left over of an area. Now that 3 tvachim is going to be spaced out between the rows of the kroshim. There are 3 rows, so you have keresh space keresh. So you have 2 spaces. So if you take 3 tvachim, a half an amma, and you space it evenly, distribute it over the areas that are open, you're going to end up having the space split up into 1.5 tvachim between the kroshim. Because we said there's a half an amma left over. 4.5 take up the area of the kroshim. 5 is all together. So a half an amma is 3 tvachim. The 3 tvachim you distribute between the kroshim, the 3 rows of kroshim. 3 rows means 2 open areas. Keresh space, keresh space, keresh. So it ends up being 1.5 tefach of open area. 1.5 tefach open area we know is less than lavud, less than gimel. Lavud is kesosum. So if it's kesosum, it's considered like it's mekura and you don't have an open area. Zog the Gemara, what are you telling me that what? That the crush, the agolas or shus rabim in the area that's exposed, the area that's not covered, the area that's not covered is less than lavud. Zog the Gemara, poshele palgan am says 1.5 amma of an area that you can play around with, of open area. Kishodile ma beni veni, when you place that 1 amma 3 tvachim in the between the kroshim, so it ends up being, it's only 1.5 tefach between the kroshim. Zog the Gemara, kelavud domi, it's lavud. And we see over here, lavud is kesosum. So in Melu, it's not considered that you have at all an area of Rishus Rabim that's not Makura. It's vital considered Makura. It's Makura because of the lomdus of lavud.
Zog the Gemara, misavet kroshim aputi have a manachle. Who says you place the kroshim on the wider area, the 1.5 amas, and you're able to make 3 piles, each one carrying 4 kroshim? Maybe you place the kroshim on the chudo. Achudon manchle, on the thinner area, not on the wider area of the krosh. Keresh is 1.5 by 1. So if you place it on the area that's 1, so you have 5 amas, so then you can place 4 rows. 4 rows of 3 going up. Not 3 rows of 4, but 4 rows of 3 going up. Now 4 rows of 3 going up, you can't place 5, because Rashi says 2 pshatim, why you can't. Achudo, number 1, if you place 5, so you have 5 amas, and each one is an amma, so you can't place 5 near each other. Because chamsha b'chamsha lo yasvi, Zagdrashi. You can't have 5 exactly in the area of 5. It's too cramped to place 5 and 5. The other pshat Rashi says, is because Achuda, you have the blitos of the tabois. On the Chuda, you have the tabois where the Briach went through. So you can't place them near each other. You need a half a ham of extra space for the blitos, for the tabois. So you can't place five near each other. You can only place four near each other. Four near each other, so you're left with a whole amma. So you have a whole amma. So an amma is six tvachim. But six tvachim, you're going to distribute it now over the open areas. If you have four rows, four crushim, one near each other, and each one lined up with three, one on top of another. So four gives you three spaces. Keresh space, keresh space, keresh space, keresh. That's four crushim, and there are going to be three spaces. So three spaces of one amma left over, because four krashim is four ammas, and the length of the agola is five. So you have one whole amma of space. Distribute that one amma, which is six tvachim, over three. So it's two tvachim, two tvachim, two tvachim. That's the spaces. So it's keresh, which is one amma, space two tvachim. Keresh, space two tvachim. Keresh, space two tvachim. Three times two is six. That six tvachim is one amma. You only have one extra amma. Four krashim is four ammas, plus one amma of the reicha, of the length of the agala, which is an extra amma. But an extra amma is vayta only two tvachim. So distributing is vayta only two tvachim between the krashim. So if you distribute the one amma, the six tvachim, between the krashim, it's vayta lovud, less than gimel, it's base tvachim. So again, you don't have an exposed area. Where do we see Rishus Rabban was not Makura L'chari? It was Makura, because Tachteim was also Makura, because it didn't Lavud. So the Gemara's Hamin was maybe when you place it Achuda, you have more space, you Taka have more space, but it's also more rows. So because you try to get as many as you could, you don't want to heap them up high, because high is always more of a chance that it's going to fall. So you try to get as many as you could in the area of the five. So four and one and a half, you place them in the width, you only made three near each other. But here you can make four. So if you're four, you're right to have less than love. But what was Hamin was, Achudin, you have more space. You take have more space. You have all amma. But one amma distributed is still not going to give you more than love. You have less than love. Zogimah, misavet koshim, aputi have a manachlei, Achudin manachlei. Zogimah, soif, sumcha de keresh kamahava. What's the shear of the width of the kroshim? Amso. Kamava Moisiv, how many krashim could you place on the agolas that are five? Arba, you can only place four. You can't place five, like Rashi says, two pshotim. Chamshe b'chamshe le'yasvi, and because you need a tabois, you need an area. So you need for sure an extra. You can't place more than four. Poshele amsi, you have one amma left over. Now, when you take the amma that's left over, it's six tvachim, and you distribute it between the three spaces of the four krashim. Kishole ma beni leveni, is vayte kolobadami. Vayte, you have two tvachim between every keresh. So two tvachim is less than lavud. So again, you don't have an amma, a agolas that are exposed, the chorde makura. Zokimor henichle mando omar, kroshim mil matan oivian amma, mil malan kolim veholchen at keetzba. There's a machloikas, we'll see soon on the base more about it, but there's a machloikas how the kroshim were. The bottom, they were an amma, and then the top, they were also an amma, or the bottom, they were an amma, and slowly there was a slope that it became thinner and thinner, and it went up all the way till an oivi etzba, till the finger breadth. So, in Ichla Mandomer, it says, milmala, milmatan, they were an amma, and milmala, they all the way till an etzba. So then, Shapir. So, according to this teretz, that it was an etzba lamala, so you can say that when we say tachteim, is there shusur abim, is the place where it gets narrower, since the keresh is not all throughout an whole amma, it starts about an amma lamata, but either midway it becomes thinner, or slowly there's a slope that it becomes thinner all along. But the point is, there's an area that it's all the way till an etzba. Well, if it's all the way till an etzba, the keresh next to it is also all the way in etzba, assuming they're in the same direction. So it's much more than lovin' in between them. So if it's more than love in between them, so that's what it means. Tachtein Rishus Ram, and it's Takan Nadu Rishus Ram Makura, and that's where Mavid Al Ram Rishus Ram Makura is Patur. So Enichel Amanda Omer, Koshim Mil Matin Obiyan Mil Matin Kulam Vachnat Ke Etzba. So Shapir. So then you take a find a case of Agolas that are Rishus Ram and Namakura. El Amanda Omer Kshem Shal Matin Obiyan Amo. Kach Lamato Lamalo Obiyan Amo. Just like in the bottom, it's Amo Toto, and the top, it's an Amo. So Michael Amemar. So again, how are you going to say that Beinayan and Tachtayan is Rishus Rabim, Lucharit it's Rishus Rab Mekura.
The Torah says a kasha that even a mandomer that's called v'holchen al tzke etzba, why is it good? Because if it goes to le etzba, you can place one going in one direction and then flip over the other keresh going in the other direction. So you can place many more krushim. You can place 6 krushim near each other. Because since you have even at ke'etzba, so you can place 2 krushim near one another and one flipped to the north to the south and one is from the south to the north. Different directions. So it fills in the gap of the etzba with the other side of the amo. So it fits in like a glove. So you can have many more krushim. Fraktesis hikshav be'peiros ule dedei minicha v'alekemen shalchim v'kolon at ke'etzba yichon nesad eshishas dorim oyoyser shidnu chudish hazeh keneged oivish hazeh. One chud keneged oivi. So mele it fits right in. V'yachziku shishas dorim sholosh ames v'sholosh etzbois v'yishir yud alav tvachim la'avir. So v'chishod is lubei neveni kelovu domi. You might have lovu. If you have 6 dorim, so then that takes up 3 ames and 3 etzbois, because assuming that you have each one is going to be it's going to hold up 2 krushim is 1 ama, because it's be'etzim 1 ama on one side, the other side an etzba, but 2 krushim next to each other is 1 ama, because the gap gets filled up with the other carriage that's flipped over the other way. So you end up having only 3 ames and 3 etzbois. So 3 ames and 3 etzbois, you're left over with another 2 ames and 2 ames and the rest of the tefach. V'yishu yud alef tvachim la'avir. That's almost 2 ames. Yud alef tvachim. V'chishodis lubeini veini. And if now you place that between the 6, it's vaitikol avadomi. Because yud alef tvachim for avir is between 6 kroshim, is vaitik going to be less than 3 between each keresh. So why is it nichal amand omar kolcha v'holchenat ke'etzba? If you place them oivi keneged etzba, then you vaita don't have an area that's exposed, because you can place 6 rows and only piled up 2 high. So teisus v'tiretz de gnaihu. It's a gnai lahosim tzada of ha'oimed somach lekarka eitzel akotzer sho'ilamala mokim shahiyos pusas alein. So that's already a gnai. It's a gnai to place the area of the keresh, which was on the floor, next to the area that's on the top, which was by the yerios. That's like malam b'kodesh v'emaridin. You can't place the keresh that is usually on the top next to the part that's usually on the bottom. That's meridin. The chelik by the mokum of the yerios prusos are kodesh more. So in mele you can't place the bottom part, which is the adonim part, the mokum of the ke'etzba, and that's where you can't flip them over. Another reason why you can't flip them over is because, practically speaking, you place them on the krushim, it's very hard to start turning around and placing them in a way that you suddenly have to flip them over to put them in different directions. That's the benetam teretz. When benetam teretz, k'moy shoy polkin oisim in a mishkan, kach minichan al agola, shoy itzal doifin a mishkan, ki kach hoy oisin b'loy teirach. It's much easier. Avala hoifchon, to flip it, so that would be very hard. Another teretz says, the Ri says, the Shem Chetzin Amalo Yikolin maybe only became thinner from halfway on. You don't really gain much because you don't have, you can't play 6. Now the first teretz says that it's a gnai to place the oivion bitzad the chelik that's wider. The chelik that's lamata, the tzada of, that's somach lekarka, to the tzalek kotzer would be a gnai. So the Magen Avraham and Simon and Beis brings over here a raya from this, that if a person has the ritzuas of his kesher shel tefillin shel yad, let's say, and the kesher, the ritzuas ripped by the tefillin, by the kesher, all the way on the top by the bias. So now you can't take that same ritzuas, flip it over, and make a new kesher, and utilize the bottom part now, and make a new kesher from the area that was to up until now on the bottom. Because you're going to end up taking the chelik that was on the top by the bias, by the kesher, and flipping it to the bottom. That's what we're saying over here. You can't take the chelik that was oimed lamato, the amo, and place it next to the chelik that's oimed lamala by the yerios, by the chelik that's not of. So, because that's considered a rod in kedusha. So over here also, the ritzu you can't flip, not because of the kmishpatim dekadein, that has to remain the way it was. It's because you're being married the kedusha, you're taking the chelik elyon and placing it on the tachtoin. Till now, this part of the kesher, before it ripped, it was by the bias. It was by the kesher. Now that it ripped, you can utilize the other side and make that into the kesher, because you're going to end up taking the chelik that was by the bias and putting it lamato, and that's a gnai to be moira the kedusha.
Now Tosfos says a kasha on the bottom of here, and he finishes off and he says, "Vim toimar, why do we learn from here that Irshus Rabbim has to be dafke in a mekura?" And we're trying to find cases where it's not Makura. Maybe Gufa learned from here that Yechayv and Rishus Rabim Makura, and Rishus Rabim Makura is called Rishus Rabim. So the Ri wants to say in the second teretz of Taisis, the Ri, that we taka don't learn Rishus Rabim from here. Rishus Rabim we learn from Machna Leviya. Like we said in the Gemara before, the Machna Leviya is Rishus Rabim because Kal Yisrael was standing by Moshe Rabbeinu. What we learn from here is only the Shir of Rishus Rabim. Tes Zayin Amo. Soon we can see the Gemara makes a cheshbon of Tezai Named Agolos. We learn the Shir Rishus Rabim. So that's not, we don't learn Rishus Rabim, we only learn Shir Rishus Rabim. But if this area is Mekura, then we would not be able to learn the Shir Rishus Rabim from this area, because this area is not considered Rishus Rabim. Not that we learn from Rishus Rabim from here. We learn from Rishus Rabim, we learn from Leviya. And Mach Leviya was not Mekura. So you can't say learn Rishus Rabim Guf Yechai when it's Makura, because that's not the Makar for Rishus Rabim. Rishus Rabim is from Machna Leviya, which is not Makura. All we're learning is the Shir Rishus Rabim. But if not that this is a Shem Rishus Rabim, we'll not be able to learn Shir Rishus Rabim from here too. But not that this is the Makar for Rishus Rabim. The Makar is Taka not Makura, Machna Leviya. Zoktesis. That v'riyoy me demachol leyafinu rishus rabim elam machn leviya k'nom leel umachol leyafinu ela shir rishus rabim tav yudav ames umikomokim ilav de tachteinu benein v'tzidein rishus rabim lo have yafinu minay shir rishus rabim. You'll not be able to learn the shir rishus rabim if this is not a shame rishus rabim, but not that this is the makor of rishus rabim that Rabbi Zev Fekteis says let the makor go for me that yichayv in makura. No, this is never the makor. This is only the shear. But if not for this being a Rishus Rabim, so then you will not be able to learn the shear from here either.
So Al Kaporim, the Gemara wanted to say, Henich lemando Omar, Krosh milmatin ovi in amel milmala kolim v'holchem at ke'etzba. So if it's at ke'etzba, so you take have a chelik of the Kroshim that is not going to be covering the agolos, because it's at ke'etzba. So in Mele, you have much more room when you place them near each other, assuming they're all in the same direction. There's a big space between the etzba and the etzba, because it's not an amo. So you have an amo is six tvachim, so you have much more than lavud. So it's not gonna rishus rabim makura. Elamando ma mishkem shematan uvi an amo kachamala uvi an amo. If it's an amo all throughout, so Michael Amemar, lechara, where do you have rishus rabim that's amakura, lechara it's makura? And for the Gemara Rav Kahana, be'et boi. Meaning, the kroshim were placed in a very tight fashion. Ketboi is like a paperclip. A paperclip, you have two pieces of wood that are tightly together. So over here also, they were placed in a way that they were tightly together. And Rashi explains that you place two kroshim on one end of the agola and two kroshim on the other end of the agola. So in Melad, there's a large area in between. You have four kroshim taka, and you taka have the tabois, it's going on chud, and it's on the chelik of an amo. So you have two kroshim tight near each other on one side, and the tabois are sticking out, and you have two kroshim on the other side, which is four amos, and we know that agolas are five amos, so you have a whole amo in between, minus the area of the tabois, but you have an amo in between of avir. So mele you have Rishus Rabim, that's not Makura. Tachteyen are not Makura because it's placed in a tight way of two space and then two. And the space is a whole Amma or a drop less, but the point is it's not Lovut, and Mamela it's considered Rishus Rabim, that's not Makura. So Marid al Ram, the Rishus Rabim Makura is Takapota because not Doim le Digle Midbar. In the Midbar, Rishus Rabim was not Makura. The Tachteyen of the Agolos was Takana Makura. That's how Rashi learns B'Shem Raboisov. Zogt Rashi. Lefikach Moshev Shtaim Zuei Tzazu Beroisha Agola Achas Upoin Etzal Taboisha Chitzoyin Aluchutz, and one of the taboys goes to the outside. Veshal Pnim is Lefnim, so they're in different directions, so you can make the two crush and flush against each other. Taboys don't interfere. Ve'ein Tzach Aniach Revach Beneim Ve'chem Beroisha Agola Sheni Ve'chol Achas Revach Be'emtza. So the space in between, and Kach Pirsh Raboisai. So merely you have much more than Lovud. Now the fact that it was sitting on the Amma, so it's more wobbly because in the it's one and a half. It's not it's sitting in the width. It's sitting on the thinner part. So you have two against each other. So that makes it tight also. So frek the Gemara now. Et boy heich manach luhu agav da agola. You're placing these kroshim on the gav da agola. The gav da agola is the inside. The inside of the Gola has a panel. So anyways, it's Mekura. Frek the Gemara, what's Bichlal the whole Shakla V'tayya? The Gola is a Mekura because of the panel on the inside where you place stuff in. Like, Zok Rashi, Ka'os and Shalonu Shatoyna Ben Choyl V'Ofa L'Binyan. When you want to put sand in that Gola, it has to have a bottom floor. So we made it Mekura. Zok the Gemara. Agola Gufa Mekura Hava. Zok the Gemara Daf Tzari Chesam Et Beis. Omar Shmuel B'Yaseidois. We're not talking about Agolas that were like our agolas that you have a bottom floor, so they're makura. No, the agolas are yesedos, they have pegs. And that's where you place the krushim on. They weren't closed, they were exposed, they were open. They had a frame, they had pegs going around it, yesedos. So memele le'olam, you taka have in an area that is going to be open. Lemanda omer that it's at ke'etzba, it's poshut that you have an area that's open, because they're going in the same direction. So you have a space of more than lovud, and the mandoma that it's ad ama, you place them bad boy, two space of an ama, and then again another two near each other. We'll stop over here at the top of Tzadiches Omid Beis.